So, what do you think about the napkins here? Hey, I know that was dumb, but I didn't hear you offering up anything better. Though silence may have been better. It's just weird, okay? I don't know. Yeah, I know it's just dinner. For you, at least. I guess for me, it's a show. But I mean, when you said you wanted to get something to eat, I imagined a shitty diner or going through a drive-thru or whatever. Not this. Because it's fancy as fuck. Dude, no. These napkins feel nicer than my bed sheets, okay? And those are like 5,000 thread count. Well, I'd rather think about the stupid napkins than whatever this is. Is this a date? Really? You sure about that? I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just saying you're being really nice to me. Suspiciously nice. No one's that nice without wanting something in return. Are you trying to get in my pants? Is that what this is? No! Ew, no! I would never be into something like that. I mean, we're obviously just friends. What? No, I just mean, we're not dating or something. We're just two people sharing a meal together. Fine. One person eating a meal and the other person glaring at them from across the table. Satisfied? You pedantic little... I wasn't laughing. I have digestive issues. Shut up! God, you're such an asshole. Only you would invite a vampire to a fine dining restaurant without giving her at least a little warning. I would have dressed up or something. Not for you. You wish. Just, I don't know, not look like a completely clueless dick in the middle of a really nice establishment. Not that I'm ever coming back here or anything, but still. I knew it! Oh, you fucking asshole. Of course they would have said no. I hate dressing up. In a place like this kind of demands it. I'm honestly surprised they even let us in. At least you're dressed like a slob, too. It's the only reason I didn't leave the second we entered the parking lot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The ice you're on is paper thin right now. Let's just say if you get up to use the restroom at any point during the meal, 50-50 chance I'm still here when you return. I don't think your bladder can handle it, but We'll see. Okay, but really, why did you invite me here? And you are aware that you and I eat very different things, yes? And that I'm not a huge fan of public spaces in the first place? Kind of part of the whole thriving on anonymity thing. I didn't mean we should be meeting up in a dark alleyway or something. But I don't know. Maybe something like watch a movie, walk through the park. Not like a date. Shut up. Like a friendship outing or something. I don't know. Fuck you. Where even is the waiter? We've been sitting here for like 10 minutes already. I thought the service in these places was supposed to be better. Sometimes, when I was human, yeah. I mean, obviously. No reason to really go after that. Nothing on the menu will ever compare to the taste of blood. I mean, to me, anyway. Anymore. All kinds of things, really. Anything new, different. Especially sweets. Oh, yeah. All the time. No? I mean, you would think you'd miss food, but any hunger you feel before is replaced by a much, much stronger hunger. Or thirst, I guess. I know you like to be technical. I used to be. It used to be a lot harder to control, you know? When you're first turned, it's like overwhelming. At least it was for me. How should I describe it? Okay, so like, you know how vampires and werewolves have this whole thing going on? You know, vampires shit on werewolves, and werewolves shit on vampires, and everybody's mad at everybody else for being different and it's stupid. That thing. Don't even get me started. Monsters can be such divas, it's ridiculous. I'm just saying, a newly turned vamp is a lot more like a werewolf. At least how vampires like to describe them. Big, stupid, animalistic beasts. It isn't until they've fed and calmed down that they start to regain control of their senses. I don't know if it's true, but it's how they're perceived. Part of me wonders if they just don't resent them for being a reflection of themselves. And parts they don't like. The messy parts. Don't even get me started on the different houses. Literal vampire royalty. Not anymore. That was more of a old-timey thing. Nothing like now. I'm not sure. Wars, drama, common sense, maybe? Oh, but speaking of drama, here comes the waiter, finally. Wait. Never mind. It's not for us. What? When did you order? Wait. What is this? Holy shit. Holy shit. Is this blood? A 2000 vintage. Locally sourced. Bon appetit. Oh, damn, that's good. It's fresh, too. Still warm. Okay, what is going on? What the hell is this place? No way. No way. How did I not know about this? How did you find out about this before me? Makes sense. I mean, there is a pretty big underground market for this kind of stuff. If there's money to be made, well, capitalism finds a way, I guess. Here, toast me. To capitalism. You know, for a not date, this might be the best date I've ever been on. No, I said it's not a date. Stop saying it's, you know what? I'm never giving you a compliment ever again. Sure.